Hugely disappointing result, that, Sean.
Oh, extremely disappointing, Gwillem. At 30 points to 10, it was just a, I think it was a case of guessing the score, wasn't it, after 80 minutes. I thought we were in a position to run away with the game. I think they were within a few minutes of putting the cue in the rack. And, you know, I just think that fortuitous try they got that put them back to 30-16 gave them the momentum. We never seemed to get it after that. They had all the ball, had all the field position. Some of that attributed to their good play, some of it attributed to silly mistakes by our guys, and some ill discipline. I think we've lost the penalties comfortably again today, and there's some there's some attitude and defence that wasn't quite there. I think that you'd expect hot day, maybe you expect a lot of points to be scored, but again the way that we've surrendered that lead, that won't be pleasing for the coach or the staff, and certainly won't be pleasing for the players. And you know, I think that everybody's sort of entitled to be very disappointed after that, because of the fact that we looked okay with the ball in our hands. And when you score 30 points, you should win matches.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's been a bit of a theme, hasn't there, lately? You've had good leads in games and not closed them out.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to the Magic weekend, same sort of thing happened. That was probably a little later in the game. I know we got to 30 to 10 today, and there was still something like 33 minutes left on the clock. I actually turned around and said to someone, I think it was Daniel Anderson that arrived to watch the game, you know, the Exiles coach. I said, these are the games where you actually want 3 minutes and 5 seconds left on the clock, not 33 minutes and five, because there's just enough time for anything to happen, and that unfortunately did happen. So, look, we just sort of find ways to dig a hole, and you know we dug a hole today, and we just couldn't get out of it. And actually, you know, one of the last plays of the game, I think Westy will probably have a look at
why didn't pass with a he'll be
sitting on the, sitting yeah. in there now saying I know it was on, but he'll have a reason why he didn't. Maybe he got pressured, maybe he felt the ball was going to be knocked down or something, but
small,
you know,
margin,
that's what it is, and it's decision making under pressure, and you know, fatigue sometimes creates that as well. And look, it's very disappointing today, and you know, I know Peter will be absolutely devastated. I know the players will be.
Well, we'll hear from Peter later on, and it'd be unfair to ask you too much more about it because you're stealing his thunder. But one of the reasons I asked you to come on was where are you at with recruitment for next year? Because I think people want positive messages out of you, Sean, if you can give us them.
No, I can't. I'm not in a position to, and I won't say anything until I've got signatures on contracts from players. But you know, it's. We've recruited players. We're keeping players that we want to keep in our organisation at the moment. That's one step. The other one, of course, is to look outside our organisation. And you know, we've already announced the signings of Joe Arundel and Gareth Ellis. But look, it's not signings just don't come along every week. You know, they're often very very drawn out processes. So I'm well underway with a number of players, and you know, there will be signings in due course.
Well, you've got several offers on the table that are still remaining on the table as well, haven't you? Yeah. Talk about Danny Tickle, talk about Jordan Turner. I think that one's been taken off, hasn't it? We can expect some news on that.
We're all assuming that Jordan's going elsewhere. I've not heard officially from his agent, but I keep hearing from other people who tell me he's going elsewhere, and Jordan has effectively indicated that to us. So yeah, but that we've known that for weeks. You know, it's just really up to him to say, not for us.
And what about Willie Manu?
No, Willie Manu's definitely signed at another club.
Right.
Absolutely, 100%. All that rumour and speculation, again, that causes a lot of issues in our club.
How, you know, so?
That was because Willie had signed for another club weeks ago, and it all comes out in the speculation that there's problems with his contract and he's going to stay, and that just puts him under enormous pressure. And it put the club under enormous pressure to try to re-sign him, which, of course, I never did, because I spoke to his agent, I spoke to Willie, and he was gone. But I've been hearing the same rumours as everybody else.
Well, so. The fact that Nathan Brown's gone in there, he doesn't want Willie Manu, and et cetera, et cetera. I've heard them all. They're wonderful ones, aren't they?
Well, it'll come out where he's going to when the other clubs are ready. It's not our job to announce where players are going. But the Danny Tickle one you asked about, look, Danny is under contract anyway. He's been offered an extension beyond 2013. That's entirely up to him whether he takes it or not. We've not really set any timeline on that. You know, it could be next year. It's up to Danny. He clearly wants to have a think about it. It may well be his final contract. So he wants to, you know, I think next year he'll be 30 years of age. So he obviously wants to take some time and think about it. So, but Danny's our player for 2013. You know, we're not concerned about that at all. So, you know, we'll we sort of it's a difficult game, isn't it, sometimes, because we do a lot of talking about next season, yet we've only just over halfway through this season.
Well, the thing about
a lot of, we've got to focus a lot on what we've got to do for the rest of this year.
The thing about this is, and I'll ask you the question, is it time to get rid of the ridiculous anti-tampering date of August the 31st, which is a carryover from when it was Winter Rugby League?
Yes, it is. I don't know if there's a perfect scenario, but what I feel is that if a player is coming out of contract in 2012, then you should be able to negotiate with that player from the 1st of January 2012, only if he's coming out in that year. I don't think that it matters any other time. I don't think, you know, whether you play 1st of September on it or the 30th of July, 30th of June, I don't think it matters, Gwilym, because people are doing their business anyway. I
mean, it's a sham.
Well, we're constantly getting team lists through from player agents to say, these players are off contract. Would you please express an interest if you wish to contract this player?
But officially, you're not allowed to talk to them unless you get the permission of the other club.
Not in Super League, that's
exactly
correct.
Yeah.
But we can sign an overseas player. For example, Gareth Ellis was done some time ago, as you know, and that's fine. Everyone said, oh, that's okay. He's coming from a different competition. So I can understand the RFL's policy as well as trying to protect this competition and not have, you know, all of a sudden it's known that this player's leaving in January and the competition hasn't even started. I understand all that, but really, does it matter? It doesn't matter to me.
Because it doesn't stop people doing the work.
I couldn't care less. If I know that one of the Hull FC players is going, I couldn't care less. As long as that player gives 100% at practice and on the field, it doesn't matter to me if I know that he's leaving the club. And we all do. We know players that are leaving. And I'll ask again today, has Willie Manu been any less a player for us since we've known he's leaving the club than beforehand? And the answer, in my opinion, is no. But that's the mark of the character. That's the mark of the man. And you know, it's something we cannot stop. It's just, I don't care what they bring in. It's almost impossible to stop players from moving around, all doing deals, you know, unofficially. And then, you know, everyone seems to know about it anyway. It doesn't take much to get out. Most people talk these days.
Well, we've got Twitter and all sorts in front of us here, so that's how it is. Sean, wonderful to talk to you.
Thanks,
disappointing the result, but that was Sean McRae.